I tell you, so many beautiful things were spoken in January 2017, Inauguration Day for President Donald J. Trump. So many beautiful things were said. But of course, as you all know, one of the things that I always encourage, that I frequently encourage, is that we not get caught up in the rhetoric and what a person is saying, but let's see if what they say will actually match up with reality. Or if what they say turns out to have been just empty rhetoric. And if what they have said turns out to just have been empty rhetoric, and they've had plenty of time, plenty of opportunity to make good on promises, but instead they consistently go in the opposite direction that they said they would go in. Take a nation, take a state in the opposite direction that they said they want to take that nation or that state in, then we know that for that person, all of their lofty promises, beautiful promises, are just empty rhetoric. And we need to stop getting caught up in the rhetoric and deal with the reality of what that person does, the reality of where they take the nation. January 20th, 2017, President Trump said, "Americans want great schools for their children, safe neighborhoods for their families, and good jobs for themselves." And all that's true, very true. He went on to say that these are the just and reasonable demands of a righteous public. "But for too many of our citizens," he continued, "a different reality exists. Mothers and children trapped in poverty in our inner cities. Educational system flush with cash, but which leaves our young and beautiful students deprived of knowledge." That sounded so beautiful. "The crime and gangs and drugs that have stolen too many lives and robbed our country of so much unrealized potential. This American carnage stops right here and stops right now." That's what President Trump said a year ago, a little over a year ago. Now, have his policy proposals matched what he said? He recently proposed a budget that hits the poorest Americans the hardest, according to numerous organizations. His budget proposal slashes billions of dollars in food stamps, health insurance, and federal housing subsidies, while pushing legislation to institute broad work requirements for families receiving housing vouchers, expanding on moves by some states to require recipients of Medicaid and food stamps to work. We all agree that people should work if they are able to work. If they are truly able to work, they should work. Let's look at all of this, though. Rather than get caught up in the hostility that goes along with so much of this type of policy making, let's look at this. Let's remember now that we do have a school-to-prison system in place that is designed to make it more and more difficult for people of color to succeed academically, because we have people, particularly those who have helped to develop the private prison system. They have a system in place, a literal system in place, that is designed to increase the chances of failure for people of color so that they can then be channeled into the prison system, where people who have invested in those systems get paid. We know that one of the factors that makes learning very, very difficult for people, especially our children, is not having the brain fed. And I do mean that literally. When we eat, we are feeding all of our body, not just our throats, our mouths, our stomachs. All of our body is being impacted by what we eat, including the brain. And it is a well-known fact that when the body is deprived of proper nutrition, and the body means the brain too, is deprived of proper nutrition, the brain does not work well. It is hard to concentrate. It is truly hard. It's not about attitude. Physiologically, it is extremely difficult to concentrate when the body is deprived of the energy that it needs to do the work that we want it to do. So when we're not getting the energy that we get, that means we're not getting the calories. It's because we're not getting the beneficial calories that we need because we're not eating enough. President Trump said on January 20th, 2017, mothers and children are trapped in poverty in our inner cities. And he tried to make it seem like he had great concern for that. And to show us just how concerned he is about that, this year he proposed slashing billions of dollars in food stamps. His budget proposal would gut the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP, or the food stamps program, by $17.2 billion next year, 2019, equivalent to 22% of the program's total cost last year. It calls for cuts of more than $213.5 billion over the next decade, a reduction of nearly 30%, according to the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities. Very interesting. The carnage stops right here, right now, our president said. And he proved how serious he is about that by proposing huge budget cuts that will hit people who need assistance the most, the hardest. The oath of office I take today is an oath of allegiance to all Americans, President Trump said January 2017. An oath of allegiance. And he's showing his allegiance to the poor by making their position, their predicament, even more intolerable. Are we willing to take off our political hats, our party hats, just put on the American hat, just put on the hat of decency and acknowledge this is a bad direction for the nation in general and for the poor in particular?